Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Longtime voter for the Hall of Fame, covers the NFL for the Houston Chronicle here in Houston. He is a good friend of the show, good friend of mine, John McClain, joining me here on CBS Sports Radio. General, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing good. You feeling okay, John?
Yep, I feel real good.
Good,
watched
good.
Hall of Fame last night. I was so happy for Robert Brazil and other members of the class of 2018. A lot of people don't like it when the speeches go too long, but I don't care because it's the only chance they get. And if they want to talk for 35 minutes, if Ray Lewis wants to preach with a mic, you know, getting away from the podium, I don't care. I'm for all those guys want to do at their moment of glory.
You answered a couple of things I want to hit with you, but we'll go into a little more detail about it. And John, for those who don't know, you suffered an injury a few weeks ago, so you couldn't travel to the Hall of Fame this year. And unfortunately, this is a year where one of our favorites here in Houston, who I know you presented for to the committee to get in on the seniors ballot, Robert Brazil, you mentioned him. Just even though you weren't there, I would imagine a very emotional 10 or 15 minutes watching Dr. Doom do his speech last night.
Well, because I have a shoulder replacement and a broken arm, I have to type with one finger. And so I wrote the story off TV. Thank goodness Robert was first. Also, thank goodness Robert's speech was short. So that worked out great. I was so happy for him. And then afterward, Amy Adams Strunk, the Titans owner, picked up the tab for the party at Glenmore Country Club, and it was Robert and his family and his friends and so many of his old Love You Blue teammates from the Oilers. That's what I missed the most. A lot of those guys texted me when they found out why I couldn't be there, but I was so happy for him. I've never seen anybody more excited to go in the Hall of Fame. He retired 34 years ago. He became eligible 29 years ago. He was very patient. And I'm glad the seniors committee, I presented him to the seniors committee, and I presented him to the selection committee day before the Super Bowl. And I'm so glad the seniors nominated him and the selection committee voted for him because he was definitely deserving.
Yeah, and that's, I want to, just to follow up on Brazil for a second, John, because when you look at his body of work, you know, in the, you know, the Pro Bowls, the All-Pro, the durability, he started every game. You know, he never missed a game, literally never missed a game during his career, which is remarkable. And that's all things you can look up on Wikipedia. But you watched those highlights last night, and the guy was just a monster. It would seem like that guy has a game and a resume that should have gotten him in a long time ago. Year after year, were you surprised that it took 34 years ultimately, or 29 years, I guess, for him to ultimately get in?
Not surprised because of the competition. There were times when I knew he would get close, but who's to say he should go in before Kenny Easley, who went in the year before?
Right.
So Robert has never been bitter about it at all. He's been so grateful and appreciative and handled everything with such class. And when he played linebacker, he was 6'5 and 245. He covered wide receivers. He would cover running backs. He would cover tight ends. He was great against the run. He would rush in their 3-4. They had Robert Brazil and Elvin Bethea. Both are in the Hall of Fame on right end. Elvin was right end, Curly Culp Hall of Fame, nose tackle, and Robert Brazil playing just outside Bethea. And they had a great defense. And during the pre-Hall of Fame festivities, they interviewed Franco Harris. And Franco pointed out that with those Steelers, great Steelers teams of the 70s, they hurt much more after they played the Oilers than the Raiders or the Cowboys. Those games got more attention, but the Oilers were their AFC Central rival, and he said those were the most physical games they played. And I used part of what Franco had told me 3 years ago about Brazil in my presentation to the seniors committee about what he said about those Oilers teams and those Oilers defenses, because he played against him like 17 times.
Wow, that's an interesting tidbit. John McClain joining me on CBS Sports Radio here on a Sunday evening. John, the other seniors committee member to get in was Jerry Kramer. And I guess forever it feels like we've been categorizing Jerry Kramer as, you know, the best player, the most noteworthy player to not be in the Hall of Fame. How surreal was it to see Jerry Kramer finally up there in his gold jacket?
When the five of us who were on the seniors committee went to Canton in August, we had 21 finalists because of ties. Usually there's 15. Every year they bring back two Hall of Famers that we use as advisors. This year it was Art Schell and Carl Eller. And we didn't say we need to put Jerry Kramer in. It's time we nominate Jerry Kramer. That was never said, but the ballot goes 20, 21 to 15 to 10 to 5 to 2. And when David Baker, the president of the Hall of Fame, read us the last two in alphabetical order, Robert Brazil, and I wanted to get up and do a table dance, and then Jerry Kramer. And nothing had been said. And people have such a misconception about our committee. Most of them have no clue what our how we go about things. They just think they do. Because I read and see so much, people think they talk about, well, I know what goes on, and they're clueless. But when Jerry, we were all happy for him. And, of course, when David Baker called Robert Brazil, I had told Robert, you know, be by your phone during this 2 or 3 hour window, because I'm hoping like crazy this is finally it. And Robert answered on the fourth ring. I was worried. And then Jerry, of course, was not sitting by the phone because he had waited like 80 years. So they had to track down Jerry and tell him he was finally the senior nominee, and I know he was ecstatic. Kramer got so much attention through the decades for not being in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Even when he'd make speeches or he'd meet people, he'd go, you mean you're not in the Hall of Fame? Now Jerry's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it was really cool to see last night. John McClain joining me on CBS Sports Radio. John, which of the speeches that we haven't mentioned so far, at least, which one did you enjoy the most?
Well, other than Robert Brazil, I enjoyed Randy Moss's the most, and I'm not really sure why. Jerry Kramer did a really good job. Brian Dawkins was very emotional, but it was just Randy Moss. I don't know what it was, but I just thought it was emotional, heartfelt. He told exactly where he came from to get where he is now, acknowledged as all of them did, his children. But I just, when I went and I watched it, I taped it, and I went back after I sent in my story on Robert Brazil and watched everything again, and I just, Randy Moss has touched me more than the others.
Yeah, he was really good. And I think, John, with Randy Moss, that backstory, we know his backstory through that 30 for 30, which he referred to a couple times in his speech. So I think that may have something to do. And did he meet everybody in town center and Rand at 4:30 this afternoon? Do we know if that happened?
I'm sure he did. He made a big enough deal out of it. So
he did.
Probably all of West Virginia and some of Virginia were there.
Yeah, no doubt. John McClain joining me on the show. John, of course, wish I didn't have to ask you about T.O., but he made his speech, and it got a little bit of attention. And, the fact that he was doing this speech and he still used it as an opportunity to fire barbs at the committee, the voting committee in the Hall of Fame, I don't know. What was your thoughts when you got wind of the excerpts of T.O.'s speech that kind of made it out onto the internet yesterday?
Well, first of all, I'm glad Tito did what he did. It kept the ceremony shorter. And I wish he'd have been there, because he'll at some point in his life, he's going to regret it. Because you talk to any of those guys, you can never replace what they experienced in Canton. And he's protesting our system. That's not going to have jack squat to do with the Hall of Fame selection process. And I do wish he'd at least get this part right. I tweeted, he said the writers, we've got broadcasters, you know, to rip the committees, ripping Dan Fouts and James Lofton. They're on the committee. And hopefully we'll add more Hall of Famers. So it's not just writers. It's predominantly writers, and all of us have covered the NFL for decades. So what he did is not going to change anything about the way we go about their business. We get more criticism every year. This just got more attention because he elected to go to Chattanooga. And I hope that I hope he enjoyed that experience, and I hope everybody went and enjoyed his experience, because I doubt you're going to see anybody do that again anytime soon.
John, for you personally, I'm curious. You do so many things, you know, with respect to radio, and not just here in Houston, but in different cities, and obviously your duties with the Chronicle and your duties with the Hall of Fame with the committee there. How big an honor is that for you? Where does that Hall of Fame participation, committee participation, sort of stack rank for you for things that you do and have done in your career?
Other than the Dick McCann Memorial Award that I won in 2006, which gets my name on a plaque in the Hall of Fame that'll be there forever, being on that committee, being on the Seniors Committee, I'm on the Texas Sports Hall of Fame Selection Committee. Those are honors, a privilege, because of the enormous responsibility we have. And I'll say this, and this is something else I'm sure T.O.'s clueless about. You know, he's blasting a committee. Well, 79% of the 48 could have voted for him. He got to get 80, so there could be people voting for him every year. And he's blasting them, too. And that's fine. We get blasted by people all the time. But it's not going to change the responsibility or the way we go about. We do everything we can as well as we can. People talk about politics. I've never had anybody say, you vote for my guy, I'll vote for yours. And I've been doing it for more than 25 years. And I wish they'd put a camera in there and show it all the time so people would know. And I know Dan Fouts and James Lofton, they were there a couple of years before they got on the committee, and they were blown away about what goes into that responsibility. So I can't wait to start work on next year's class of senior nominees and contributors, and then, of course, the finalists, and we'll see who the class of 2019 is. It'll be just as exciting.
Do we know who the big names are, John, for the, you know, not the seniors, but the regular, you know, the guys who retired 5 years ago? And maybe I'm putting you on the spot, but do we know
who
some of the names are?
I haven't even thought about it. I know.
Okay.
I think Champ Bailey. I think there's several first-timers that have a good chance to be first ballot, which just means more guys who have been left out. Let me point out one thing, Sean.
Sure.
The reason certain people don't get in is because of the competition. I'll have friends of mine, well, why didn't y'all do this? Okay, who do you want to leave out? And then when they say, well, I'd leave out that one, then I go over the reason he's in. Or, oh, well, I didn't realize that. So it's not everybody saying, well, let's keep this guy out. It is because the competition is incredible every year, because there's so many deserving candidates who deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. And I'm glad Terrell Owens got in. And I'm glad Randy Moss, Brian Dawkins and Ray Lewis and Jerry Kramer, Bobby Bethard, and Robert Brazil got in this year, and at least we know that six of them really appreciate it, and they got to experience a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Next year, there'll be a new class also experiencing that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, my producers just got in my ear, John, and said three of the big names. You hit it on Champ Bailey. Ed Reed and Tony Gonzalez as well.
Has it been that long since Ed Reed was with the Texans?
And since Houston Texan, Ed Reed.
Year.
Yeah, how great is that going to be for
Wade Phillips?
Right. How great is that going to be for a Texan to finally get into the Hall of Fame with Ed Reed?
Yeah, Ed had a cup of coffee. Ed's going to be a first. I guarantee Ed Reed's going to make it on the first ballot. Champ Bailey. Who was the other one?
Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez. He'll be a first ballot, and I'm happy for guys that make it on the first ballot, but I feel bad for those who are right tiptoeing on the precipice waiting, and then the great ones come out and you have to put them in, as we did Ray Lewis, Brian Urlacher, and Randy Moss this year.
Yeah, absolutely. John McClain, you can get him on Twitter at McClain_on_NFL. John, I appreciate you making time, as always, on a Sunday evening, and I will see you here on the local show on Friday, my friend.
That sounds great, Sean. Thank you very much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.